Ladies and gentlemen, welcome.
Please note that while I am a mental health professional and educator of this podcast and the information shared within it, I intended solely for information, education, and entertainment purposes. The content discussed does not constitute therapy, counseling, or any form of professional mental health services. It should not be used as a substitute for therapy or personalized mental health treatment. If you are in need of support, please consult with a licensed therapist or appropriate healthcare professional. Hello and welcome back to Mentoring Moments. These mentoring moments are designed for counseling students in counseling programs across the country. A short announcement is that we will have a live Mentoring Moments session on Monday, the 10th of March, with co-host Whitney White. If you're able to join us for that time together, join us if you want to build community, have access to new resources, and meet other people who are at a similar place on their journey as you are. In today's Mentoring Moments, we're diving into an essential but often overlooked counseling skill, broaching. If you're in a counseling skills course right now or preparing to see your first clients, this episode is for you. We'll define broaching, explore why it's important, and discuss practical ways to incorporate it into your sessions, especially with regards to multicultural counseling competencies. So whether you're on your way to class, getting ready for your practicum, or just taking a study break, let's dive in. So what exactly is broaching? In counseling, broaching refers to the counselor's intentional and ongoing engagement in conversations about race, ethnicity, culture, and other socio-cultural factors that may affect the client's experiences. This skill was first introduced in academic literature by Dave Vines and colleagues as part of the broaching framework, which encourages counselors to acknowledge and explore issues related to identity rather than avoiding them. So often, I think, when we're sitting across from a client that is other to us, that is different in some form or fashion with regards to their intersectionality, we're tempted to overlook the differences rather than speak about them. Many clients bring concerns to therapy that are directly or indirectly shaped by their racial, cultural, or socioeconomic backgrounds. Broaching helps create a space where these influences can be openly discussed rather than ignored. Let me give you an example of what broaching is and what it is not. Here's an example of what broaching is. A Latinx client shares that they feel uncomfortable at work, but they hesitate to give details. Instead of assuming it's just job stress, the counselor asks, "I wonder if there are any cultural or racial dynamics at play that are making work particularly difficult for you." Here's an example of what broaching is not. A Black client mentions that they have been experiencing tension with their supervisor. The counselor quickly moves to problem solving without acknowledging how race or bias might be impacting the situation. Do you see the difference? Broaching doesn't mean forcing a topic. It means creating space for it to come up naturally and showing clients that you are open to those discussions. So why does broaching actually matter in counseling? Why is it important? Here are a few key reasons. Reason number one, broaching builds trust and rapport. Clients from marginalized backgrounds often wonder, can this counselor really understand me? Do they get me? Well, broaching signals that you are aware of social and cultural issues and that your space is safe for these conversations. Broaching also reduces microaggressions in therapy. When counselors avoid cultural topics, it can feel like a micro-invalidation, where a client's identity is ignored or dismissed. Broaching helps ensure that clients feel fully seen in these experiences. Thirdly, broaching supports social justice in counseling. As future counselors, you are also advocates, and if we ignore the larger systemic factors that affect our clients, we miss a really important part of their story. And fourthly, broaching encourages depth in the therapeutic process. Clients may hesitate to bring up race, discrimination, or cultural concerns unless the counselor shows that they are open to it. Broaching allows for deeper exploration of personal identity and systemic impact on a client's life. So how do we evaluate our broaching? There is such a thing as the broaching continuum. Now, not all counselors approach broaching in the same way. Researchers Dave Vines et al. In 2007 created something called the broaching continuum, which outlines 5 levels of broaching. So let's go through them. Level 1, avoidant. At this stage, the counselor does not acknowledge race, culture, or identity at all. Level 2, isolated. At this level, the counselor acknowledges cultural issues, but only when the clients bring them up. Level 3, preliminary. At this stage, the counselor expresses openness to multicultural issues, but may not consistently engage with them. Level 4, integrated. At this level, the counselor regularly incorporates discussions about race, identity, and culture into sessions. And finally, level 5, infused. At this level, the counselor sees multicultural issues as a central part of every therapeutic discussion and actively integrates cultural competence into all aspects of their work. So ask yourself, where do you fall on this continuum? Avoidant, isolated, preliminary, integrated, or infused? So the truth is that most graduate students start at the isolated or preliminary level, but with practice, you can move toward the integrated and infused levels. So what are some practical broaching strategies that we can use? Now that we understand what broaching is and why it matters, how do we actually do it? Well, here are some ways to integrate broaching into your counseling practice. 1. Normalize the discussion. Early in the counseling relationship, you might say, "I want you to know that we can talk about anything in here, including how your identity, race, or culture affects your experiences. If that ever feels relevant, I am open to discussing it." Right? I think that's really useful if during one of your early sessions or your introductory session, you make a comment similar to that. Secondly, you can ask open-ended questions. Instead of assuming something, invite exploration. "I'm curious about how your background shapes the way you see this issue." Or, "Do you ever feel that race or culture plays a role in this particular situation?" Thirdly, acknowledge discomfort. It's okay to admit if broaching feels new to you. You could say something like, "Hey, I realized we haven't talked about cultural identity yet, and I want to make sure I'm creating space for that. If there's anything you'd ever like to share about that, I'd love to hear it." And then fourthly, educate yourself continually. Broaching is only effective if it's genuine, so keep learning about different cultural backgrounds, intersectionality, and the ways that oppression impacts mental health. This includes staying up to date with what's happening in current world events. So as we wrap up, let's do a quick recap. Broaching is the counselor's skill of addressing cultural and racial factors in therapy. Broaching helps build trust, deepen conversations, and create a socially just counseling space. The broaching continuum helps us evaluate where we are in our journey toward cultural responsiveness. And you can practice broaching through normalizing discussions, asking open-ended questions, and committing to lifelong learning. As counseling students, you are in the perfect position to develop these skills early on. Start practicing now, and over time, broaching will feel natural and necessary in your work. That's it for today. I hope this lesson, Mentoring Moments, broaching, was helpful to you. If you found it helpful, please be sure to subscribe, share it with your classmates, and as always, keep learning, keep growing, and keep broaching. I hope you have a wonderful day. May you be well.
Today will be glorious. Put on your sunglasses, sunscreen, and sun smiles. You're gonna love it.